From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry criticized Russia for its irresponsible and profoundly ill-advised decision to support Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. He said efforts to end the Syrian war must continue despite the suspension of U.S.-Russian talks on a ceasefire. Speaking Tuesday in Brussels, Secretary Kerry said that he wanted to be clear that we are not giving up on the Syrian people and we're not abandoning the pursuit of peace. Monday, the United States and Russia suspended talks to implement a ceasefire in Syria after the United States accused Moscow of not honoring its commitments. The UN rights chief Tuesday, meanwhile, called for a halt to the tragedy unfolding in Syria's Aleppo and urged the Security Council to introduce a limit on its members' veto power. In a written statement, the Zayed Raad al-Hussein said, faced with such a ghastly avalanche of violence and destruction, extraordinary steps must be taken. Hurricane Matthew churned across the Caribbean toward Haiti with devastating force early Tuesday after claiming its first victim on the island. The most menacing storm in nearly a decade, Matthew buffeted Haiti's southern coast with strong winds. The hurricane has already caused flooding in 11 communities. Democrat Tim Kaine and Republican Mike Pence will have their moment in the spotlight Tuesday in Farmville, Virginia. That's the site of the only vice presidential debate of 2016. The face-off comes a week after the first of three presidential debates between Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump. That was a debate that energized Democrats and disappointed some Republicans. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkey on Tuesday suspended more than 12,000 police officers over alleged links to Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. Turkey blames the group for a failed coup attempt July 15th, which tried to oust President Recep Tayyip Erdogan from power. Of the 12,801 suspended from duty as part of the investigation into that coup attempt, 2,523 were police chiefs. In total, Turkey has suspended around 270,000 police officers. Afghan forces were conducting clearing operations in Kunduz early Tuesday, and they warned that Taliban militants were hiding in civilian homes after an hours-long assault on the city repelled with the help of NATO air support. Meanwhile, residents remained fearful and most shops and businesses were closed. The Nobel Prize in Physics has been awarded Tuesday to three United States University professors for their work on exotic states of matter. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Research conducted by the three British-born scientists, David J. Thewlis, F. Duncan Haldane, and J. Michael Kosterlitz, brought forth a new and totally unexpected understanding of the way solid materials behave. Acting chairman of the Nobel Committee for the Prize in Physics, Niels Martensen, explained the importance of the work the three scientists have done.
And this year's Nobel laureates have in their theoretical work discovered a set of totally unexpected regularities in the behavior of matter.
Thewlis is an emeritus professor at the University of Washington. Haldane is a professor of physics at Princeton University. And Kosterlitz is a professor of physics at Brown University. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Egyptian police shot dead two members of the Muslim Brotherhood, according to the Interior Ministry Tuesday. The ministry charged that Mohamed Kamal headed the military wing of the movement of ousted President Mohamed Morsi. It said that he and fellow Brotherhood member Yasser Shahata were killed in a firefight when police raided their hideout in the southeast of the capital late on Monday. The Philippines and the United States launched war games Tuesday, and it comes as the unusual threat of American forces being ejected from the Southeast Asian nation. President Rodrigo Duterte has sustained a verbal assault on the United States and has in recent days warned that the war games will be the last of his six-year term. Russian tennis star Maria Sharapova hailed the reduction of her two-year doping ban Tuesday as one of her happiest days. The Court of Arbitration for Sport cut her ban imposed by the independent tribunal and appointed by the International Tennis Federation for testing positive for melatonin to 15 months. More at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.